This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Everybody loves the national parks, but Congress has been stingy with capital investment money for years. But it last week passed and the president signed a bill to change that. The Great American Outdoors Act will devote nearly $3 billion a year from oil and gas leases to maintenance and restoration of national parks. Here with an assessment, the project director of Restore America's Parks at the Pew Charitable Trusts, Marcia Argust. Ms. Argust, good to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Congress is not appropriating this money out of thin air like it has, say, for pandemic response. They're really diverting funds coming into the government from another source. Tell us how that's happening.
Well, I wouldn't say that they're diverting funds from another source. The financing mechanism is receipts from royalties from energy development that occurs on federal lands and water. And that is a concept that has been in place for decades. And the receipts that would be used for the backlog funding would not be coming from other uses. In other words, they are receipts that are not obligated for other purposes.
All right. And so what, in your opinion, you've been working this issue for a long time, and the National Park Service has been beating this drum of the disrepair and the backlog. Why now? Why the change of heart in Congress, do you think?
I think this issue has gotten worse. Repairs have built up. I think that's one reason. I think the public has become more aware of this issue. And I think there is significant support out there in the public. And I think Congress is aware of that support. There are hundreds of groups that have been calling on Congress to dedicate more resources to addressing repairs in our national parks and in other federal land agencies. And those groups are very diverse. We're not just talking about conservation groups. We're talking about infrastructure groups. We're talking about tribes, veterans groups, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, local businesses, faith groups. So the outcry has been very loud over a number of years, and that momentum has built, and Congress has responded.
Review for us this bill. What's specific in it?
So the legislation would do two things. It would direct up to $9 billion in non-taxpayer funds to address priority repairs in our national parks and other federal land agencies. And it would also fully fund the Land and Water Conservation Fund program. The backlog component, that would be over a five-year period. The support for the legislation has been overwhelming in Congress. The legislation passed the Senate in June with three-quarters of the Senate supporting this legislation, including Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer, both of whom were co-sponsors of the bill. And the legislation passed the House as well with overwhelming bipartisan support. Again, that vote had about three-quarters of the House on board.
We're speaking with Marcia Argust. She's project director of Restore America's Parks at the Pew Charitable Trusts. And do we have any indication of where the National Park Service is going to go first?
So the Park Service does a good job of assessing its conditions and the status of its repair needs. So it's difficult for me to say what it'll take on first, but we will have a better sense in 90 days after enactment into law. They will have to put out a list to Congress that says, here are the projects that we will begin implementing within the first fiscal year. I think that list will include some large infrastructure projects, but it will also likely include, you know, some smaller projects that are important to maintain the integrity of historic sites.
And from the Pew standpoint, are there any in your mind that say, gosh, this we really got to get to?
You know, we all have our favorites, I suppose. You know, some people won't find sexy, right? It would be great to see the Park Service wrap up repair needs at the Grand Canyon on the Trans Canyon Pipeline.
Thank you.
That's
my favorite. That's my top of the list.
You know, that's over 50 years old. It's 16 miles long. It's been out there for years needing funding. So to be able to wrap that up would be great and actually help save repair costs. But I'd also love to see the Park Service do some repair work at Ebenezer Church and Martin Luther King Junior Historic Park. You know, there's a lot of repair needs there. That's an incredible historic building there. So, you know, there's big needs, there's small needs. The Park Service, I think, will be doing a good job of prioritizing and getting that list to Congress.
Yeah, that's a good point. If someone visits a site that may not be as gigantic or as highly visited as the Grand Canyon, and it might be something like this Martin Luther King site that's emotionally important to the country and to the people that visit. It gives a terrible impression, I guess, if you go to a place like that and it's in disrepair.
Yeah, you know, and our park system is supposed to be the envy of the world, right? So that's one reason this legislation is so important. But it's also really important because an investment like this with non-taxpayer funds, it's going to have a high rate of return for local economies who depend on park tourism. And it will not only sustain jobs that are, you know, already supported by park tourism, it will help create new jobs.
Marcia Argust is Project Director of Restore America's Parks at the Pew Charitable Trusts. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
We'll post this interview at federalnewsnetwork.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to the Federal Drive at Apple Podcasts or Podcast One.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.